My name is Walter E. Fox. I came aboard the USS Reed in October of 1942, and I was on it until it was sunk. My main job, I used to be a number one fire room, checking the water and the boilers. On the day that the ship got sunk, I was told to go upstairs and get a gallon of water because we had no drinking water in the fire room. As I got up there to get 1 foot out of the hatch, I seen a plane coming towards the bow. So I dogged the hatch down and just stood there. I was like frozen. I got a few pieces of shrapnel here, there, and there, and there. And then the ship started listing to the right. So I managed to get to the other side, and I walked down the side of the ship and dove into the water. Swam around maybe half hour or so, and we got picked up by an LCI. And then we rode around on that for quite a while, and they finally took us ashore at the Lady. And from there, we got picked up with a bigger ship. I went to the hospital ship, I think it was the USS Hope. I was on there about a week. Then we went back into the state of Washington, and I got off the ship there. 100,000 miles, I mean, we were just going up and down. Because we went, so they got on in Pearl Harbor, and we went all the way to Lady Gulf. We were like in 16 landings and 13 bombardments, so we were kept pretty busy. We never got ashore, because we had to refuel at sea all the time.
So you were just always in the theater of war.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
And so you were down in the boiler room.
Number one fire room, yeah.
Right. So that's like below deck.
Oh, definitely.
Is that
almost into the bottom of the ship? I was on the upper level because that's where you had to sit to watch the water in the boilers. Because if they get water in the thing, you ain't gonna get no steam.
Right. And so, what about your fellow shipmates?
All the rest were lost in number one fire room.
So you were the only one?
I was the only one that got out.
Just because you were going up for some water?
Get some fresh water for them to get drinking water. Because we had to go down about 400 or 500 feet to the first aid there. They had a water cooler where you could get the water, drinking water.
So somebody just said, we need some water.
Right.
Do you remember who that was?
No, I can't. I don't really.
So you were very fortunate.
But being thirsty had saved my life, I guess.
Water must taste good still.
Yeah, right.